So what is a financial advisor? Is it a wealth manager? Is it an asset manager? Is it a broker? Is it a financial coach? Is it a certified financial planner? Is it a certified private wealth advisor? What is a financial advisor? Well, brothers and sisters, financial advisor is like an umbrella term. A lot of people like to call themselves financial advisors, and that just may not be true. If you check out one of my previous videos, we go over the different types of people who may work in the financial industry and may quote unquote call themselves financial advisors, but they just might not be able to provide the information that you need to be successful. I'm going to link this here. So if you check over here, there's going to be a little bar that comes across. Click that video. It's going to explain the different types. But today we are going to talk about what is a financial advisor and why you may want to consider hiring one in your situation. Let's listen.
Whether you're planning for retirement or simply creating a personal budget, it doesn't hurt to get help. Every person's financial situation is unique and may require the services of a specialized financial professional. In this video, we'll discuss some common financial professional designations, identify key differences between them, and explain why you may choose to work with a financial advisor. When you consider the service providers you trust most and who might impact your life, your financial advisor might rank up there with your doctor or lawyer. But what exactly is a financial advisor? Put simply, a financial advisor typically refers to someone who helps people manage their money. Think of it as a general title that other more specific titles fall under. Just as the term doctor could describe a pediatrician, cardiologist, or surgeon, the term financial advisor is a general descriptor. Financial professionals like stockbrokers, financial planners, and investment advisors can help you with different financial needs. Stockbrokers, for example, buy and sell stocks and other securities on behalf of clients, usually for a fee or commission. Financial planners generally take a more holistic approach to your financial situation, looking at areas like estate and retirement planning, insurance needs, and personal finance. Financial planners may also have more specialized training. And investment advisors are often specialized financial professionals who may create and manage an investment portfolio based on your goals, timeline, and risk tolerance, helping you build, manage, and transfer wealth.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And brothers and sisters, I have to be totally honest with you. I've been using the term financial advisor, as the video said, as a general term. I am what they call a registered investment advisory firm, basically the investment advisor you see on your screen right now. These type of professionals not only do everything the financial planner does, they also help you with your investment portfolio based on your goals, your timeline, and risk tolerance, and do help build, manage, and transfer your wealth. That's why we talk about the four pillars to Christian investing, right? Debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer. So now, you know, you're not just dealing with someone who just buys and sells stocks. You're not dealing with someone who just goes over your mortgage and your auto. You're dealing with someone who takes a holistic approach to your whole financial picture. It's a beautiful thing because I am a certified private wealth advisor. I have over a decade of experience, and AB Ridgway Wealth Management is the RIA in which I operate under. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a beautiful thing. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Within each of these professions are even more specific designations. One of the most common designations is the Certified Financial Planner, or CFP, certification. CFP credentialed professionals are held to strict ethical and fiduciary standards. Every prospective CFP candidate must have a minimum amount of financial planning experience and pass a board exam that covers topics like financial planning, insurance, taxes, retirement, and estate planning. Another designation is the Chartered Financial Consultant, or CHFC, certification. While the CHFC and the CFP designations have slightly different requirements for candidates, they're similar in practice. Both are distinguished certifications in the financial industry.
This is going to be very important if you're listening on the podcast or even if you're watching on YouTube, to understand that just because someone has letters behind their name doesn't mean that that credential really means anything. Sometimes people get these, kind of ad hoc credentials, you really want to focus on things like the CFP, the Certified Financial Planner designation. You do want to talk about the Chartered Financial Consultant. There are some other specialties. There are even financial planners that specialize in divorce. So if you're going through a bad situation or whatever it may be, you may want to reach out to someone with that type of credential. But the underlying thing I really want you to understand is that you're going to have to research what these people's designations mean. Don't think just because they identify themselves with all these letters behind their name that it actually means something, right? So I have a master's in business administration and finance. So as for me, I have the Certified Private Wealth Advisor Professional designation. This is for high net worth individuals, typically about $3 to $5 million is really our kind of starting point, that we work with clients to open up their trust, to transfer wealth, work with IRA rollovers, things of that nature. Do we work with people with less assets? Yes. But as far as the credentials and the resources that we provide, we really work well with these individuals, because the more money that you have, the more strategies you need to implement, and you need someone to help you implement them to save you the most money and to transfer the amount of wealth to your children appropriately and efficiently. That's going to distinguish someone who may be, let's say, a certified financial planner who may work with everybody, whether you have $0 or you're $50,000 in debt.
While many financial professionals call themselves financial advisors, only certain ones are able to call themselves registered investment advisors or RIAs. A RIA is a type of financial professional who is registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission and/or a state securities regulator. RIAs focus on investment advice around stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other securities. They recommend what and when their clients should buy, sell, or hold, depending on market conditions and their clients' goals. They may also provide other financial planning services like retirement planning. So why would someone consider working with a financial professional? Just about anyone can benefit from guidance, whether you're working on an investment plan or you have questions around specific situations like buying a house or paying for your children's education. Maybe you want help with insurance, tax guidance, or debt counseling, or you may simply need to build a long-term financial roadmap. Ultimately, everyone's financial situation is different, but it's always important to have a plan and seek unbiased guidance when you need it. Whichever type of financial advisor you choose, look for one with the skills and experience best suited for your circumstances. An advisor should be able to assess your financial needs to help you achieve your goals. A skilled financial professional will act in your best interest and be committed to providing unbiased advice to help you plan for an uncertain future with confidence.
Brothers and sisters, I love this video, obviously, because it was talking about me. Listen, I am very honest on this show. Very honest. If you watch any of my videos before, I preach accountability, right? But then also too, if I have a bias, I'm going to tell you I have a bias. I am glad that I am an RIA. And the reason is because when I was a broker, you know, you go through all the tests and you can become a broker. You can go down that way. And I remember those days, you know, when I got my broker's license and was able to, you know, sell stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. I was like over the moon. Then I found out about financial planning, where it's like, okay, it's not just about stocks and bonds. It's about your mortgage. It's about credit cards. It's about, you know, compound interest and growth and all those other things and family dynamics. It blew my mind. And then when I got my CPWA, when I got my Certified Private Wealth Advisor designation, to start seeing, it's like, okay, now it's about trust. It's about life insurance. It's about, lowering your taxation and gift taxes and alternative minimum taxes and how to reduce that. I mean, it was just this world that opened up to me, and it makes me smile because it means the trip was worth it. It was like all those days studying, all those tests, all those, you know, those stressful hours. I mean, some of those tests are like 4 hours long, and you have to study for sometimes 9 months to 12 months in order to complete these tests or even to pass these tests, because the pass rate is so small. But that does not mean that I'm a better advisor than someone else, but it does mean that I actually went through something to get something done. That's why I see here on YouTube, some people come in here and they start talking about finances and they took an online course for 4 weeks. It's like, that's great, but to understand everything that goes into finances, it takes more than just a crash course in what's an IRA and what's a savings account, what's a checking account, or what's an APR versus APY. That's great. It's a great starting point. But when you're talking about managing people's lives, when people have, you know, accumulated millions of dollars, and for them to trust you, you're going to need the knowledge to actually help them, because their issues are more complex than what you may think they are. Okay. But brothers and sisters, I don't want this video to be very long. I was just very happy to see where we can finally understand what is a financial advisor and why you may need one. So brothers and sisters, if you followed our channel and you need a financial advisor, you finally understand what that is, you can click the link in the description. We could schedule a free consultation. As he said before, you kind of have to just know who the financial advisor is. We all work in the fiduciary capacity, which means we work in your best interest, trying to figure out what we need to do to help you reach your goal. That's what all this stuff is about. That's what every video is here about. Whether we have scam videos as far as how to protect your assets, whether we talk about Social Security, making sure that you understand how much you're going to get paid and should you delay or not, all those relate to your planning. These are all variables we need to consider. And that's why I give you the things you need to help you make better decisions. Now, obviously, this is not financial advice because unfortunately, I don't know you yet, but I would love to know you. And that's why you schedule the consultation. But once again, if you're starting from scratch, you can always download the 4 pillars to Christian investing. It goes over the debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer, so you can talk intelligently about your finances when you are meeting with these financial advisors. And hopefully you choose me. And what do we do? We're going to choose our financial five, our financial advisors. We talk about our tax accountants. We're going to talk about our lawyers, our power of attorney, and executors. It's just as important as your doctor or your lawyer. Your financial advisor is someone who's going to guide you through the crucial life moments when you need them most. Look, I'm gonna show you how to do this right here. I want you to go to our channel, right? And I want you to look through some of the videos. Now, usually there's a recommendation at the end and usually only gives you like one or two options or maybe a playlist. But I want you to go to our channel, look at the descriptions and see what really resonates with you. That would mean the world to me. That way you can find the best videos that work for you and you don't have to let an algorithm kind of pick that out for you, okay? Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.